And so, since we have renewed our commitment to God this day, and entered this most holy covenant with him, not for ourselves alone, but as his servants and witnesses in our daily lives, let us now pray for the church and for the world. After each of the following prayers, there will be silence, opportunity to offer before God our own prayers and to share with him our thoughts and concerns this day. Loving God, hear us as we pray for your holy, Catholic, diverse and worldwide church. Make us all one, that the world may believe. Inspire and lead, O God, all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world, especially at this time of a global pandemic, coupled with economic and ecological challenges, that we must all rise and face together one humanity. Establish justice and peace, we pray, among all people, that we might care for each other and for this earth. Have compassion, O God, on all who suffer from any sickness, grief, or trouble. Deliver them from their distress. We are mindful most especially of those suffering from this dreaded virus, and those working in our hospitals and in care homes and on the front line to bring relief and to give help. Finally, O God, we praise you for all your saints who have entered your eternal glory, and pray also this day for ourselves in our own need, together with all those we hold in our hearts. Bring us all, we pray, to share in your heavenly kingdom. And may all our prayers be bound as one, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.